All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, December 14th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have some NBA action with the Cup group play semifinal. We have some NHL action. We have college football and we have MMA all today on this Saturday. So if you guys aren't signed up with Saber Sim, always recommend checking us out over the weekend. We have a 5-day free trial. You can find a link to that in the description of this video. You get access to all the weekend events, and then that takes you right into the week. So check us out. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the Saber Sim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday. Always a good time here. So we have plenty of questions in the Discord that came in, and we are going to start with those. So let's get Saber Sim up, and let's hit our first question. Question says, with such a large classic NFL slate this week, 12 games, would it make more sense to play the early and late slates instead? It's a good question. You know, this is honestly exactly what I do. I basically play main slates last, you know, and the reason is kind of along the same line of thinking, right? The less correlated your results can be to like one game in particular, the better it's going to be for you, right? So like, for instance, you know, let's just like go and look at the slate for tomorrow. So no teams on buys this week, right? Which is why we're seeing like these huge slates. So 7-game early slate. And then where's the afternoon? 5-game afternoon slate, right? Well, simple example, you know, hey, you know, I didn't really get to any Lamar here. And then Lamar like goes off and he has like a huge game, right? Well, like chances are like, hey, you know, you're going to need Lamar to win, right? And it's going to ruin like all your main slate lineups. So, you know, obviously that sucks, right? But if you're splitting up your actions, like, okay, well, you know, I didn't have, you know, the key winning pieces on the early slate. Well, like, well, guess what? You know, the results of this game have no impact at all on your afternoon only lineups, right? And that's a good thing. You know, you want to try and break that up as much as possible. Like, that's why I play all the showdowns. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, what happens in one game isn't going to affect my lineups in the other, but it does on the main slate, right? Even if, you know, your players do well in the afternoon only, but you still miss like those early slate players, you know, that can have a big impact on you, right? So if you're asking me, you know, what I would recommend, splitting it up. You know, I think that's great. You know, you can play both and, you know, spread out that action. You get more access to low stakes that way, right? There's going to be low stakes contests on both the early and the afternoon. So you get additional contests, getting additional action in good contests, right? And then you can take this a step further. You know, you can do this on DraftKings and FanDuel, right? I think Owner's Box has an afternoon only slate. I know Yahoo doesn't. I know Owner's Box doesn't have an early only slate. So you could really end up getting like a lot of action down playing low stakes across all the different slate options here. So consider that when deciding how you want to enter or what contest you want to enter this weekend. All right. Next question. If I'm playing multipliers, 3X, 5X, et cetera, am I better off sorting lineups by the contest sim, ROI, or cash rate, since the goal in these contests is to just be in the money and not win? I was wondering if the cash rate was a better indicator for success. Okay, so what's hard about these contests, I probably I'll say that again. We're not really projecting ownership for these type of contests, right? Like, we don't really have like a cash game multiplier type ownership option, right? All of our ownerships are mostly around GPPs and tournaments. So what I would probably do is figure out where the cash line is, and we'll just run some lineups while I'm discussing this. Let's just build like 500. So what I would do is like, okay, hey, you know, where is the cutoff line? Where is the pay line in these contests? And then I would probably use a corresponding percentile, honestly, right? So not Sabre score, not projected score, not ROI. I would come in here to the sorting metrics, go to percentiles, and then either use one of these options that fits, right? So you're most likely going to fall probably in like the 75 to 95 range. So let's say that in your multiplier, 25% of the field gets paid. You would want to use the 75th percentile. So 75th percentile is like, hey, this is the, these are the lineups that have the highest score 75% of the time, right? So like 99% is the lineup's top 1% outcome, right? 95th is the lineup's top 5% outcome, et cetera. So 75th percentile are the lineup's top 25 or 25th percentile outcome, right? So think about it that way. If it's like, you know, 20% of the field gets paid, I would lean a little bit higher, right? And then I would go with 85th, which is like the top 15%, like on the chart, on the graph for the lineup, right? So the lineup percentiles, remember, are this the same way we have player distributions. You know, you click on a player, you see their graph. We effectively have a graph for the lineup. So what we do is we build the lineups, put them in the pool. Once the lineups are done, we go back into the sims. We say, hey, how did this combination of players do across all the sims that we ran? And then we effectively get a, you know, graph of this lineup, and then we summarize it the same way. You know, the same way there are player percentiles here describing that graph, the lineup percentiles are doing that on the lineup level. So that's what's going on there. I would probably recommend using the percentiles for multipliers, cash games, stuff like that. All right, next question. Is beta an invite-only basis? I can't seem to find a way to switch to it. I see switch to old Saber Sim in the top drop-down, but no beta. That ignore exposure feature has me very interested. So if you guys are on Ultimate and you want to check out our beta site, all you got to do, go to the URL up at the top of the page and type in beta.sabersim.com and then use your regular login credentials to sign in. So you're not going to see like a link to go there in the app. You just got to go to your URL and open that up. So I'll type that here in the chat. For anybody on Ultimate who wants to check out new features ahead of time, there is a reason it is on beta, so tread carefully, right? You might more. But those new features are cool, and you can always switch back to app.sabersim.com at any time if you're running into issues. So we appreciate you guys who test those features out for us. All right. Next question. When doing contest flashback for a slate, if I have positive and negative sim ROIs for a slate on different contests, how would I go about evaluating my performance? Sometimes I'll have slates where I'll have a slate where maybe a mini match. So this is a good question, right? And this is where things get a little bit interesting. So you're thinking about this, right? You're running all your lineups from one build, let's say. And you're like, hey, you know, some of these contests are coming out positive. Excuse me. Some of these contests are coming out negative. I'm doing them all together, you know, kind of what's going on, right? Couple things that come to mind. Number one is, maybe you are playing, maybe you're playing too many unique lineups, right? That could be a consideration. Maybe you want to try using rank fill instead of unique rank. So what I'm thinking here, right, is, you know, what happens, and let's go back to yesterday's NBA slate, just because I had an entry file that we can discuss this on? Okay, so what I'm imagining, right, I have like the auto fill up, is you're using unique rank, and then, you know, you're coming in here, you know, you're sorting by prize pool, whatever it is, and then, I don't know, my portfolio was yesterday. Okay. You're coming in here, sorted by prize pool, and what's happening is you're noticing like the contests up toward the top are like grading out well, right? But then, see, my mini-max is like a little further down, and I'm noticing like, hey, I'm positive like in like the sharpshooter, but I'm negative in like the mini max, or like as I like go further, like the $1 20 max or like something like that, right? What that would maybe indicate to me is like the good lineups are getting used and then they're getting removed from the pool via unique rank, and then the lineups a little bit lower are getting, you know, quote unquote, like a little worse lineups, and those ones aren't grading out so well, right? What I would probably recommend is coming in here and trying to use rank, which would allow lineups to be used in more than one contest, right? You're going to take those, you know, 15 to 30% positive sim ROI lineups, and then you're going to use them multiple times, right? If they're grading out well, it's better to play a good lineup twice than to play a worse lineup once, right? So that would probably be the first thing I would try here. So give that a shot and let me know how it goes. All right. Can you explain sim ROI in flashback? Specifically, it seems most of the highest winners have negative sim ROI or a sub 15% ROI. Okay, good question here. So, you know, sim ROI, basically how a slate plays out, right? Every game on the slate is going to play out one time. Well, you know, a lot of things can happen, right? For instance, Joel Embiid can get hit in the face and come out of the game and never return, right? Like that put a damper on some of my lineups last night, right? Basically, it comes down to the fact that like how a slate plays out isn't always indicative of how good or bad your lineups were, right? Like imagine we're flipping a coin. You know, the odds of heads or tails are 50-50, right? Well, if I flip the coin, you know, 10 times, you know, it's not guaranteed like it's going to be 50-50, right? It could be 7-3, it could be 6-4, 8-2, right? It could come out different than the mathematical odds, right? But if we flip the coin 1,000 times, 10,000 times, you know, 100,000 times, we're going to move closer and closer to the mathematical probability of 50-50, right? It's called law of large numbers. We're trying to do the same thing with flashback, right? We're basically taking the slate, we're playing it out 100,000 times, and we're trying to tell you like, hey, you know, regardless of how your lineups did one time, if you took these lineups and we ran this slate 100,000 times, we actually think these lineups are good, bad, neutral, whatever it is, right? So we understand that like how a slate plays out one time is like high variance, right? And you're not going to win every day. But does that mean you should change your process? Does that mean you should do something different, right? Like that is what flashback is trying to help you figure out, is like, am I on the right path? And you will see negative sim ROI lineups win. I mean, that's like pretty normal. Even negative sim ROI lineups have cashing rates, have win percentages, right? But if we played it out over and over and over, we believe that, you know, those negative sim ROI lineups are not good in the long run, right? So the way I'll think about it is like, hey, you know, if you ever played No Limit Texas Hold'em, 2-7 is like the worst hand that you could have. Doesn't mean it never wins, right? Sometimes you get trips, sometimes you get pair, two pair, you know, one card straight, a flush, right? There's ways for that hand to win. But if you played that hand again and again and again, chances are you're going to end up losing money over the long run. So try and think about it like that. All right, next question. Just signed back up last week. Is the research build still a thing? Can you give an example with this week's NFL main slate, please? Thanks. So research build is something that we have moved away from. You know, we used to use it a lot back in the day, like a couple years ago. I'm happy to do this late demo, but want to call out some resources first. If you're looking for places to start, go to the Saber School up here in the top right. and then go to there's a few things you can watch, right? SaberSim 101, really good videos. I would check out the SaberSim 101, a beginner's guide to SaberSim. This is like our most recent walkthrough using the tools. If, you know, if it's been a while and everything looks new, I would check out this beginner's guide. And then I would go over to the how to beat section, right? And then go sport by sport. So go to how to beat DFS and then go to NFL, right? We have showdown videos. I would recommend this how to build winning NFL DFS lineups video. This is a really good one. So this one for classic slates, this one for showdowns. And then, you know, we also have other videos for NBA, right? What's wrong here? Oh, I had NFL selected. Okay, so this is like probably a good note for you guys. If I have NFL selected and then I also try and click NBA, there's no videos with both tags. So you have to unselect NFL to see the NBA videos. I kind of don't like that. I'm going to let our team know about it. Hard to tell if more than one sport tag selected in Saber School. Better color differentiation needed. But this is a really good video for NBA, right? How to build winning NBA DFS lineups. So check those out. You can watch them in the app here. You don't even have to go anywhere else, which is super cool. But let's go to Sunday and run some lineups for the NFL slate. So we're going to go to the main. All right. So first thing I would do, right? Come into the app and upload your entry file, right? Reserve your entries, enter a dummy lineup, whatever. Come in here, upload your file, right? Then once you've done that, go over to build lineups. Notice like, hey, I don't have any projections, right? Well, the table isn't sorted. So just click the my projection column header. Make sure this arrow is pointing down and all the projections are there. Now I would make my two small adjustments to projections as opportunity to set up any rules, filters you want, adjustments to minimax salary. I'm just going to build 2,000 lineups for this demo. And then I would kick this off. And we're just waiting for the lineups to build. Taking a little longer than usual, but almost done. All right, finished. All right, lineups are done. Notice if you see the table in this row format, all you need to do is go to the top right and click this detailed mode, which is like the two lines as opposed to the three. So then the view will come back. This carries over from like a past build, right? So like I was just looking at autofill. So it's like in the row format. So that's why it just copies over whatever you were previously using. But now, first thing I would do, right? Once lineups are built, is basically get to your preferred sorting metric. Mine is going to be ROI here. So I'm going to run my contest sim so I can get to my ROI sorting metric. If you're using SaberScore, you're already on SaberScore. Don't have to do anything additional. All right. So notice once the contest sim finishes, we actually auto switch to ROI for you. As long as you have an entry file loaded up, you don't have to do anything special. I had a manual contest sim, so I actually have to go and switch to the manual one, which is fine. All right. So I'm going to sort my table by exposure so I can see what players I'm getting to. So one new thing with SaberSim, right? There's two options here, direct fill, autofill. Direct fill is going to be most familiar to old SaberSim, the way it worked here, where you get to, you know, see your exposures, see your lineups, see how they change, and then save them, right? So like at this point, I would basically like be going through here, you know, checking my exposures, checking my leverages, adjusting my uniques if I want to adjust them, right? We have these aggregate metrics, which are super cool. It gives you an idea of the average projection or average ROI across all of your lineups, not just the ones, not just like, you know, looking at them one by one, but more of like a summary of all of them. So these are super cool features, help you to have some data points for as you make changes, you know, how much of an impact they're having on, you know, your portfolio of lineups. So recommend having a projection and ROI one. If I switch this to from target ROI to my manual one, it'll populate like this. So this is basically how I would use direct fill. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. So now the other option here, right, is autofill. And I'm actually going to go back to that NBA demo because I just don't have any entries yet for Sunday. So this is like effectively a, you know, NFL demo. But I do want to talk about autofill. So I'm back on the Friday NBA main slate. And I'm in this autofill, right? Well, what does autofill do? So autofill, the way it works is it is a faster way of entering contest-specific lineups into all of the contests that you're playing, right? So like I have like a bunch of contests listed here. Basically what it does is it unchecks all the contests, selects the top one, applies a specific sorting for this contest, so the ROIs that the lineups achieved in this contest, resorts your pool, applies any filters, minimax exposures, etc., and then it fills the lineups, and then once it's done, it moves to the next one, and then it resorts the lineups based on the ROIs in this contest, applies any filters, minimax exposures, etc., puts the lineups in the contest, and then goes to the next one, and goes to the next one. So one thing you'll notice with autofill is that you do not see your exposures before you enter the contest. You actually see them afterwards. So what you do is you click save, and then you go to the table. And then once you're in this table, then you look at this entry exposure option, and you sort by it, and then you see your entries for you see your exposures for the players at that point. Okay. So that's what's going on with the autofill. So hope that helps, but also check out those video resources that I posted or that I showed you in SaberSim. All right. And looks like we're all caught up with questions here. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will be back on Monday for our next office hour show. So good luck this weekend in all your contests, and I will see you then. So take care. Thanks. Bye.